This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Tuesday, the 31st of December. There are warnings of gales in all areas except North Utsira, Biscay, Trafalgar and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, 200 miles west of Rockall, 994, expected Hebrides, 986 by 1800 on Tuesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, northwesterly 4 to 6, veering easterly, then becoming cyclonic later, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in Viking, rain or sleet, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, northerly 3 to 5, veering southeasterly, then southwesterly later, 6 to gale 8, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. East at first in 40s and Cromarty, otherwise southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, north veering east 4 to 6, then veering southwest 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later, occasional drizzle, rain later, moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, mainly fair, good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Trafalgar, easterly 3 to 5 in southeast, otherwise variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in north, fair, good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southwest 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time in Irish Sea, rain in Irish Sea and elsewhere later, moderate or good. Shannon, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 4 to 6 later, except in southeast, rain, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, southwest veering north later, 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, east becoming cyclonic, gale 8 to storm 10, then becoming northeast 6 to gale 8 later, rain moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, northeast 4 to 6, veering east 7 to severe gale 9, then backing northeast 6 to gale 8 later, rain or sleet, snow showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor later. Southeast Iceland, easterly backing northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in west, snow showers, good, occasionally very poor, light icing. Now weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 6, slight rain, 6 miles, 1006, falling more slowly. Stornoway, east by south 6, 1 mile, 1010, falling slowly. Lerwick, north by west 3, 30 miles, 1018, now falling. Wick Automatic, east 5, rain 2 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Aberdeen, southeast 2, slight rain 3 miles, 1013, falling. Lucas, east by south 4, slight drizzle and rain, 1,800 metres, 1,014, falling. Boomer, southwest by south 4, 15 miles, 1,015, now falling. Bridlington, southwest by west 3, 1,018, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 6, 2 miles, 1,027. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southwest by west 4, 1027, falling slowly. Jersey, south southwest 3, recent drizzle, 2 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest 4, more than 27 miles, 1028. Scilly automatic, southwest 4, 19 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southwest 3, slight drizzle, 5 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Aberporth, southwest by south 3, recent drizzle, 32 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Valley, southwest by south 5, rain, 5 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by south 5, 5 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Valentia, south southwest 4, 13 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Ronalds Bay, southwest by south 5, 11 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Malin Head, south southwest 6, 16 miles, 1009, falling. Macrihenish Automatic, south southwest 4, more than 38 miles, 1012, falling slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure over England and Wales will move away southwards through Tuesday as a deepening area of low pressure approaches the north of the United Kingdom. Gale force winds are expected for all waters, with severe gales for northern and western Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Easterly, backing northeasterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in north, but veering southwesterly 4 to 6 in south. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast 4 to 6, veering southwest 6 or 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times later, fair, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times later, perhaps a severe gale 9 later near North Foreland. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later, mainly fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 4 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. St. David's Head to Great Ormond Head, including St. George's Channel. Southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Great Ormond Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 6 or 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Southwest 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, perhaps occasionally severe gale 9, decreasing 6 or 7 later, rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lough. Southwest 6 to gale 8. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly becoming cyclonic, then northeasterly later, 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times in north. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, north or northeast 4 to 6, veering east or northeast 6 or 7, increasing gale 8 at times, fair than occasional rain or sleet, snow showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor, then occasionally very poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hi there, I'm Ed Butler and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today, as President Joe Biden hands out his last aid package to Ukraine before he leaves office, we reflect on the economic war of attrition that's taking place between Russia and Ukraine. Who's really ahead?
If you look at growth in Russia, you look at growth in Ukraine, they're actually not that far off. This year, you might have growth sort of less than 3% in Ukraine and just about over 3% in Russia. People tend to think about Russia as this monolith that it can overrun Europe. Actually, looking at the economy, it is not the case.
Also today, the latest on the news that the US Treasury has been hacked, allegedly by the Chinese. And as Scotland calls off some of its world-famous end-of-year festivities because of bad weather, we reflect on what to do when the best-laid party plans crash.
This is Danielle Jaworowiecka with the BBC News. Hello. The US Treasury has said in a letter that it's been hacked by Chinese state-sponsored actors. In what's being described as a major incident, the hackers gained access earlier this month to staff workstations and unclassified documents. Rowan Bridge is in Washington.
What appears to have happened is that these hackers got hold of a security key which gave them access to a cloud computing service used by the Treasury. And from there, they were able to bypass security measures. The authorities say that they are now working with law enforcement to try and establish the scale of this hack. And they say that the system that was affected has been taken offline. The thing is that this comes off the back of previous hacking attempts by the Chinese and something that the US authorities are clearly concerned about.
The World Health Organization has called on China to share data on the origins of the COVID pandemic, 5 years on from its start in the city of Wuhan. The WHO said access to information to help understand how the pandemic began was a moral and scientific imperative. James Reid reports.
The COVID pandemic killed millions of people and crashed economies around the world. But 5 years on, it's still not clear how it started. Many scientists think the virus spread naturally from animals to humans. But some suspect it escaped from a laboratory in Wuhan that was studying coronaviruses. China has dismissed that theory as a smear, but it hasn't released data to disprove it or welcomed international investigations. The WHO says transparency and cooperation are essential to prevent future pandemics. When it comes to COVID, both are in short supply.
The new authorities in Syria are reported to have given foreign Islamist fighters roles in the armed forces, which are being reorganised following the fall of Bashar al-Assad. Sebastian Usher is in Damascus.
Several Syrian sources have deduced that out of almost 50